Vander, at the exit meetings, and obviously throughout the course of time here, he's played through some discomfort with his wrist. We're going to get it checked out by another specialist as well. As far as surgery, there's until that has been, I guess, until he's seen the specialist, I'm not sure what direction or what the course of action will be. Every injury or every discomfort is not the same. As far as timelines, obviously with Zach's injury, Zach Bogosian's injury last year, it finished the season well, but manifested itself in the summer throughout training. That's the risks of a contact sport like this, and a high impact sport like this, is that injuries, happen. Guys play through it. We don't always make light of it to you guys in some respects, and I'm sure you'd argue in all respects. But he also was playing in severe discomfort with a foot injury, and the one game where he missed pregame warm-up, he was getting his foot worked on, well into the warm-up to ensure that he could play. So he's not the only one. There's lots of different guys. Mark Stewart, played with a significant lower body injury, an abdomen injury the whole time, and he's, going to have to get checked as well. And there's the shortness of the season certainly magnified, the effects of missing a game. A guy like Toby Enstrom missed half a season. He missed 26 games. That's half a season. Zach Bogosian, I think, missed 15 games. Jim Slater, I was commenting to Mark Chipman at one point in time. It's like, I can't remember the last time Jim Slater played, down the stretch. Certainly it was, those are things that in a season like this, what usually you'd 4 to 6 weeks would roll off your tongue. Well, 4 to 6 weeks, became, significant for us. And we need to continue to increase our depth. We've got to, we've got to be able to sustain those kind of things that, I guess you can argue at some point that maybe we did sustain them. Our numbers, our statistics in most categories remain flat. But I would maintain that that's not good enough. Like, we've got to get better. We've got to find ways, whether it's, finding other free agents that fit the mold, or again, that the continuing the slow process of drafting and developing, our young players. We're 2 years into, my tenure as general manager, and hopefully now we'll start seeing some of the fruits of our labor with respect to drafting. And but even still, like the process of drafting a player 2 years ago doesn't necessarily mean they step right into the National Hockey League. There's still a process in place.